Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is poet, broadcaster, oracle, Val Jones, and you're listening to the host with the most, Tanya E., on Sound Off, Only Fear Fears, on Blog Talk.
Blue leather suit. My nails were done and my hair was fierce. See, I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I want to be crazy.
Family, listen, I am so blessed and honored. We have
our special features guests that come online, give us some of their time, and we're thankful for them. And today we have another special feature guest, family. Listen, our special feature guest is a legend in the music industry. Let me tell you all, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, before we even get into that, excuse my manners, it's what, Wednesday, October 14th? I'm really saying that for me so I know exactly what day we are working with today. But October 14th, 2015, and before we get into it, I have to say thank you always, always, always. If you're listening to us live, thank you so much for your time. And if you're listening to us for my archive show, we say thank you just the same, because we never take your time for granted. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah, let's get into this, family. Listen here, we're not going to waste another second or a minute, because we want to get right into our special feature guest we have on hold. As I was saying, she is a legend in the music industry, family. The all-female group that was off, the female group in the 80s was doing their thing. I recall being in the mirror singing this song, watching Soul Train, American Bandstand, Dance Fever, whatever musical shows we had back then in the 80s, watching and listening to our favorite songs. We didn't have too much videos, but we had the live shows that was being broadcast. And I must say, family, I am extremely honored to finally speak with our special feature guest. I think we spoke a couple of years ago. But to bring you all in on our Breaking on the Bread, to get a chance to listen to her break her bread and tell you all how she got started. And without further ado, family, I would like to introduce you all to our special featured guest, legendary music producer, songwriter, guitarist, Cheryl Unruly Cooley from the legendary all-female group Player.
Thank you, thank you. Are you? Oh, I like that introduction. I'm going to take you with me on the road.
Honey, please, just one time. Can I just add it to my legacy book? Can I? Sister. I love you. I was like, okay. I'm over here jamming on the other side, you know, with the men all quarters, because, you know, that was the song then. And I still say it's going to be our answer now. But, sis, I am so thankful and grateful for you sharing us your time to break bread with us and our listeners. I am so honored. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, my gosh, you're welcome, and thank you.
Now, before we get into our real Breaking of the Bread, Cheryl, sister, queen, legend, guitarist, music producer, songwriter. Let our listeners know, from our age to the young ones that may be listening right now, let them know who you are, and then let's get into Climax, because, oh my goodness, you're talking about the movement that you all started.
People
attitudes while walking in the club at Bentley's or somewhere back then.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Well, you know, just to get you up to date, your listeners up to date, Climax is the all-female band that came out in the 80s with hit songs, Meeting in the Ladies' Room, I Miss You, and the Men All Pause. Self-contained band. You know, it's interesting how a lot of people still haven't seen an all-female band. So we hit the scene, getting on stage, and people were pretty shocked that we were up there doing our thing without any backup band of guys. And we actually have, I think it's 5 albums that we actually recorded in the past. And, it's really an honor to know that we were part of a movement, that we were able to encourage women to, have a little bit of attitude and confidence in themselves when they walk into the room, because that's definitely what our lyrics were about, is being confident in yourself and following your goals and your dreams and all that. And, we're still out here doing our thing, you know, and encouraging women to get up there and make the men all pause.
Oh, wait, I think today, Cheryl, Sister Cheryl, they doing more than pausing. They just stop talking and they just looking. So then we have to says, listen, the meeting is in the ladies' room. We got to go talk about this in conference and come back out and let the brothers try again. So, Cheryl, okay, yes. Let us also know, the listeners know, a little bit about the history, because we know that it was a change of hands some years ago, but now is it you that officially own Climax right at this point, from this point forward?
You're talking as far as the name is concerned?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, actually all the original members equally own the name. There's no legalities about that. You know, it's unfortunate that we all didn't come on one accord and stay together and actually tour together. Legally, we could, you know, each have a band called Climax. I mean, we all equally own the name. But I am out there to try to continue the legacy, the actual foundation of, you know, what Climax is all about. So, you know, the fans, you know, they see us up there doing our thing and jumping around on stage and all of that, and they are really into the music and what the music was about, what the Climax music was actually communicating with the listeners.
Right. And like you said, and I have to make this notation too, because, you know, being in the industry for 29 years and counting, and you've been in way longer than I have, and a lot of our new cats now thinking, like, I'm going to say it because I can say it, because this is found off. Only fear fears, but fear does not live here. Like, today's news with Beyonce coming out with the all-women band, like, it's something new. But there's always somebody that started before the next generation see it as being new. What was your thoughts on how did you come about with creating the all-female band group and your attitude towards making the songs that you all wrote and what was going on in that time frame in the music industry, as well as our movement with just being a woman in that time of growing from what our grandparents have gone through as women from the 50s, 40s, 50s, early, actually earlier than that, but the growth. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I think it's important to know that anytime anybody is starting a band or any type of musical entity, you know, you're like children in the beginning. You're learning as you go. So, you know, there was when each member of Climax walked through that rehearsal room door for an audition or whatever, we didn't know each other. We had no idea that fate was going to throw us together to put an all-female band together to make noise in the world. You know, basically we were getting, you know, getting together, having fun playing music. You know, we were really having, you know, fun just kind of, you know, look what we can do. So, you know, there was really no plot or plan to make it become what it did. It was more or less we planted a seed and it germinated into the Climax that people remember from back in the day. So I think in any musical combination that anyone wants to start, you know, you just have to be open to the sky's the limit. You may have one plan when you walk in the door and another plan manifests that is much bigger. So realistically, you know, we were just getting together, having fun, playing music. You know, some people would kind of look into the band rehearsal room and go, wow, there's all girls in there, you know. So it really was fascinating for us, for them to be fascinated with us.
Wow. And you all fascinated us. It was a domino effect. So then that you all didn't know what's going on. That room did, and from outside that room came the platform to the stage, and you all definitely continue to hear. When we hear the song, I know when I hear the song, I jump up, even if my back is hurt, I'm jumping up and dancing to what I remember. And you all, like you said, you all still doing it. So let's talk about your band now that you're with. Now, before we get into that, how did you get into being who you are? Sister Cheryl, the guitarist, the songwriter, and the music producer. You are the one woman shop to create a whole album. Let them know
oh my God.
How you got started.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you, you know, even saying that, because I'm just doing me. I'm just doing music, the thing that really makes me happy doing music. And it comes out to being all those things that people see, oh, look, you can do this, this, and this. And I'm just, you know, exercising with that I've been blessed with. But originally, I had seen bands on TV, and I thought, oh, that'd be kind of cute playing guitar. For whatever reason, my mom would always give me a toy guitar for Christmas. So one time I kind of tuned this little guitar all kind of crazy and stuff, and my sister at the time was married to a jazz musician by the name of Hubert Laws, and he was on tour with another band, a jazz band called Mongo San Maria. He had a band, and so they were, you know, staying at my parents' house. And I happened to pull out this little guitar and was showing him, you know, look what I can do. And so my sister all of a sudden said, hey, why don't we get Cheryl some guitar lessons? So then, you know, my parents got me some guitar lessons, and it germinated from there. I studied in high school, learned how to play for the marching band. I would always play like one song for the football games when I was in high school. I would, you know, get a song off the radio and arrange it and write it out for the marching band, and then I went on to college and, you know, learned composition, arranging. And from there, with that degree that I earned from college, was actually the foundation that I needed when I stepped into that Climax rehearsal room to, you know, get the music in a standard that we were able to go to a record company and look for a record deal. And even with that, when I first started with Climax, I was working at a bank, and I was telling my supervisor, you know, hey, I'm in this all-girl band, and you know, she was all excited. She said, well, if you give me a demo tape, I'll give it to my uncle, who's a producer for Peebo Bryson. So, you know, we gave her a demo tape, and he didn't happen to really like it too much, but he passed it on to one of the executives at Solar Records, and she listened to it. She liked the idea of an all-female band, and they signed us up immediately. So just because you have one hurdle for somebody who doesn't like your music, that doesn't mean the next person won't like your music. And that's, you know, one of the things in life that we have to know when we're pursuing our career.
Exactly. When one door closed, another door will open, but we have to stay persistent, especially when it's something that we love to do. And everybody else may not see our vision, but there's always one just waiting. So we have to keep on rocking, like we be jamming on that stage. I see you. I got to get to you. I told you when we spoke several years ago, when I was still in my mamahood duties, I couldn't travel. But now the son is on his own, and I'm going to definitely make a trip sometime soon. If it's not on the West Coast, wherever you come on the East or the Middle East, or I don't know what part of the South, as close as you can come, I'm going to try to get there to you, Cheryl. Because I need to see y'all. Y'all see me run up on stage. Just tell them, let her come on, come on.
That's right.
I'll be y'all back up dancing.
That's right, girl. Come on now.
Let me come on. Don't tell security, move out the way. She got her pass. Let her go. Now, Cheryl, tell us about the ladies that you have now with the group, because, I mean, the sisters I'm seeing with you, I know y'all just as jamming and y'all just as funky as ever. Let us know about the ladies that you have now working with you to form the Climax that you have under your umbrella.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I am really grateful and blessed to have a group of women that wants to continue the Climax legacy and the Climax music. And, again, like I said, a lot of people have never seen an all-female band perform. So, you know, I'm really fortunate to have a group of women who, you know, enjoy doing that on stage right along with me. On vocals, I have Danielle Mims and Christy Malone. On bass, I have April Fletcher. On drums, Tremisha Vaughn. On keyboards, I have Keisha Potter, and sometimes Rose Rochelle steps in. And, you know, the six of us get up on stage, and we just, you know, really pour our talent and hearts into the Climax legacy. And it's just a great joy to be on stage with them. We have a lot of fun, even when we're on the road, and some of the things, that, fun things that we do even at the hotels and with some of the fans.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you know, we really like to have a lot of fun, you know. It's just, you know, it's really a joy to be with them.
Right. And I can feel the energy through your picture. I'm like, oh, my goodness, can I just squeeze in there just one time? I'll be all right, just one time. Just one time. And I see your facial expression. You get into it, Sister Cheryl. You are jamming on that guitar. There is nobody but you and that guitar.
Sure.
And we love it.
Yeah, music is my passion. Playing guitar is my passion. I just am so grateful to have the opportunity to get out there and perform for the fans, and they appreciate it. I mean, I feel blessed to have the fans that we have.
Yes, and it's so because the way technology too and the music industry has changed so much, because I recall before there was artist development, so when I got into it, it was still like artist development from like the Motown days and so forth, even though it was in the late 80s, mid 80s, early 90s at the point where every artist were actually, I guess the word I'm looking for is privileged. Felt like they just, you know, they honored that they was under Arista Records or Epic Records. You know, it was like a family bond thing. But the way the music industry is now, it's totally different. So take to our listeners on your experience from what you went through to what you're seeing now as a whole, especially with our younger women that are looking to get into the music industry. And a lot of them, I'm speaking for myself, but you can speak for yourself on your perspective. See, a lot of them don't have the talent, but they're using more or less their body parts opposed to being an artist, not a studio artist, but an artist that has the passion like you do, like Stephanie Mills do, like Patti LaBelle do, you know, and all the groups that came in the 80s were so passionate about their craft in the 70s. Think about that if you make, Sister Cheryl.
I think one of the things that we've lost with technology is to actually sit down and play an instrument. To actually sit down and learn music theory, how the music notes tie together, work together. Technology has made it so easy for us to push a button to hone in those skills that, you know, those type of artists have is almost not necessary anymore. You know, people can push a button and there it is. But the one thing that gets lost, you know, you can do a fantastic record in the studio. You can, you know, record it, push buttons, do all kinds of digital stuff, release it out on the internet, and, you know, people buy it, steal it, or whatever they're going to do. And then once you get on stage, if you can't reproduce that sound, if you can't reproduce all of that electronic that you have with it actually looking interesting, because you're on stage, now people are looking at you, they're not going to just look at you pushing buttons on a computer. They want to be entertained visually and audibly. They want to see a show. And so you get to that point where you can no longer, make money, continue your career, or whatever it is your passion is that you want to do. If you're so electronically, I have a foundation so much in electronics, if you can't get on stage and entertain your fans, the art and the purpose is lost.
You are so right, and I think that is so right, Cheryl. That is so right,
I'm just gonna say, can you make a living off of downloads? You know, they're paying whatever, a dollar, or can you make money actually getting on stage where people are gonna be paying $20, $30, $40, $50 a ticket, where you can actually make, you know, a paycheck to go home and pay your bills or whatever it is that you want to do? It's wonderful to have a passion, but if you can't eat, your passion is going to suffer.
Right, and that's just basically a hobby, and I think unfortunately that's what it has turned into. Because, like I said before, we paid our dues. Whatever we did, whether it be marketing, whether it be dancing, whether it be singing, rapping, artist development, management, everybody played their part right, and we were determined to make sure each person got to where they needed to go. And it just it's lost this way, and I hope somewhere in the future that we can grab it back. And with you and the Ladies of Climax and all the groups that actually from the 80s that are coming back, you never went nowhere, you just took a little break, to bring us back the music that we enjoy that had substance, that gave us empowerment, you know, that uplift us and let us know, listen, you can do this, you can be this, just look at me. And you don't have to reveal yourself in order, well, sex sells, you know, but we don't think you have to do all of that, you know, so...
Right. I thank you. I thank all the ladies of Climax of making a statement that we can actually continue the legacy today and still speak on the men all for us. I don't know if any of our younger 30s may have heard of it, but I think a couple of DJs need to start incorporating it within their playlist.
That's right.
You know? So tell them, Cheryl, too, where are you all playing at? Like, what's coming up for you all in the next, well, we're still in October, right? We're in October, November, December. Where can we find you all playing at? And how can they get in contact with you? Who's management? Who they need to contact to see you can come and play at their events in their state, city and state?
Well, you can always check us out at climax.com. That's spelled KLYMAXX.com. All of our contact information is on there. We have some video on there and photos. You can check out our new song releases that we have. All the information is right there on climax.com. We're also on Facebook, and it's also climax.com on Facebook or Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley on Facebook. And you can check me out. I have a Facebook page, Cheryl Cooley. I mean, I'm almost at max as far as friends.
I am there.
You have to get the page.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have to get a second page. I am, really. Check out climax.com. It really has all of the information about what's going on with the group, even some of the things from the past, the things that, you know, the discography and history and stuff like that. So I appreciate your fans just being interested in listening to this interview. All right, now, hey.
Well, look at here, Sister Cheryl. Like I said, don't be surprised I run up on your stage and become your backup dancer. Just give me a stick. I'll pretend to play the bongos or something.
Okay, no problem.
Sister Cheryl, listen, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. But before you go, as always, I love our guests to give a word of encouragement to our lady. That may be going through. I know this month they're recognizing the awareness for breast cancer and domestic violence. And a lot of sisters have gone through some things, and they're still standing. Some are still struggling. So what word of advice would you give them, a word of encouragement that you would give them from where you have started to where you're at today, and why we still need to have that meeting in the ladies' room when the men are pausing? Too long.
Right. Well, I mean, as challenging as it may be, being optimistic and, you know, having a positive outlook on your situation is very key. And it may look dark. I mean, I totally get that. You know, we have to start from within first to, you know, have an optimistic outlook to look for opportunities that we can get help. If it's being as far as domestic violence, you know, tell somebody, you know, tell a friend, write a note, you know, because sometimes your friends don't know what you're going through. And until you say something, they won't know that you need help. You know, as far as breast cancer, I mean, I think there's, you know, all types of medical advancements that, you know, women can look to get help, to get health information. So, I mean, I think the first thing, it starts from within. You have to know that there is an optimistic way to look at it, to pursue some sort of resolve in your situation.
Outstanding. Sister Cheryl, love you. Thank you so much again for spending time with us. And we'll see each other soon. We're going to cross paths sooner than you know it. Please believe that.
Great.
And I will definitely let you know. I don't want to surprise security for real, because I really don't need to be.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. But I love you, lady. And, again, thank you. Send my regards to the rest of the ladies in the group. And you all keep rocking. And we're going to keep watching. And have a blessed day. And we will talk soon, and let's keep working. That's how we do. Jamming, dancing makes us stay young and energetic and happy.
That's right, yeah.
All right,
that's right.
Go ahead, what you say?
I said, I'm in agreement with you. We have to keep our young energy going. Make the men all pause.
That's a hey. Look at here, ladies and gentlemen. We have been speaking with our special feature guest, legendary music producer, songwriter, and, oh, guitarist. Yes, look at here. It's after 3 o'clock. It's after 12. We had this conversation on Facebook already about the timing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You understand. Okay. So, saying all of that, family, we want to thank you so much for tuning in to this session of Sound Off, Only Fear Fears, for Fear Does Not Live Here. I am your host, Miss Tanya E., also known as Miss Tanya E., a.k.a. Miss Right Now. And tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl, check this out. We have another special feature guest. This sister is actually out of Atlanta, Georgia, doing great things. And she has a company called Diva Day International, and she just started another venture called Born Sick with our full-figure sisters that are doing modeling and looking beautiful, doing the runway. So tomorrow, if you have time, be sure to tune in at 12 p.m., same place, family. And Cheryl, again, love you so much, lady. We will talk. And before we leave us out, family, I have to leave you all with another one of our comics soon. This time we are going to the ladies' room. See y'all. Bye. Let's go.
To leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time it was my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanza sweater that I bought. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous. Don't slap me. Don't slap me.
Off Only Fear Fears, the fear does not live here. And yes, again, please be sure to tune in tomorrow as we have our special featured guest, Miss Nikki Mack of Diva Day International LLC and Born Sick. Yes, tomorrow, October 15, 2015 at 12 p.m. noon Eastern Time. And I am your host, Miss Tanya E., also known as Miss Tanya E., a.k.a. Miss Right Now, and I approve this message.